For 18 years, the United States government and the mainstream media claimed we're under attack by Muslims. Now they cover for Muslims when they attack Americans. Friends, this is totalitarianism being played out through the U.S. government and the mainstream media at its very worst. There's no doubt that the American people have been lied to over and over again by their own government, as well as by their own media concerning what took place on September 11th, 2001. Americans have been inundated by these two entities that the Muslims were responsible for attacking America and bringing down the Twin Towers on that fateful day.
Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center in an apparent terrorist attack on our country. Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
For 18 years, we have heard from these two sources that the Muslims are our sworn enemies, both from without and from within, and no doubt they are. I mean, that's all we have to do is remember what President Thomas Jefferson had to deal with concerning the Muslims over 200 years ago. That was the reason for President Thomas Jefferson's knowledge of the Quran, was to know the mind of the enemy, of course. If you look at what has transpired since 2001, you will find that it has not been a foreign government that has and is attacking you over the last 18 years. A multitude of unconstitutional agencies have been set up in order to keep Americans safe. At least, that's what their selling points during that time were. Yet we find that today, Americans are the ones that are under attack by the same government and the same media omitting Muslim crimes against Americans. Friends, a foreign government could have only dreamed of doing to this country what these people have been allowed to do. But let's say what we've been told is true. I ask, why is it the same government and the same media that are now complicit in covering for these same people that have been accused of terror attacks on American soil? A little history lesson here will show you that King George III sought the aid of foreign mercenaries to take down his political opposition, the colonists. He even went so far as to call our forefathers terrorists. He sought the aid of the Hessians, the savage Indians, and even attempted to force citizens of the colonies to take up arms against their own brothers. Also recollect with me, if you will, that Adolf Hitler had an alliance with the Muslims to aid his agenda in killing off political opposition. And when we look to the link with the Third Reich and the Bush crime family, we can come to the realization that we are in the present seeing history repeating itself. I have now shown you a bit of history. Let me go back a decade to now make clear how they are systematically breaking you down and with the whom they use in the process to do so. When the whole sodomite agenda began to come out of the closet around 2005, my ministry instantaneously came under attack by those who were playing the victims while at the same time attempting to tear down the law and attacking anyone who might oppose their abominable and illegal agenda. They were and are simply being used as a political battering ram to upend American sovereignty. Nothing new here, Americans. I'm sure that after 14 years of their tactics, you now know how they play their cards. Name-calling is their retort when playing the victims and victims of the law they claim, when in fact, transgressors of the law they are. Such as haters, bigots, homophobic, while at the same time attacking their opposition. Now, American kids are being subjected to the perversion that are running free in public schools as they, with the help of the pedophiles in government, attempt to normalize pedophilia abroad. The Muslim agenda is in close pursuit, while using the same exact methodic tactics. They play the victim and then they attack, all in an attempt to tear down the law. What is the Muslims' retort? It's name-calling, just like that of the sodomites. Racists, haters, bigots, Islamophobic, all the while attacking their opposition. Friends, American law stands against both subversive demographics. just like that of the Sodomite agenda. Now American kids are being subject to the Islamic indoctrinations with the help of the likes of the ACLU and others, running in public schools in hopes that Americans are not paying attention to what their end aim is, which is total domination. Now we see a reoccurring theme here in America. Government subversive.
Here we go.
With one heart and voice, we may prostrate ourselves at the throne of heavenly grace and present to our great benefactor sincere and unfeigned thanks for his infinite goodness and mercy towards us from our birth to the present moment, for having above all things illuminated us by the gospel of Jesus Christ, presenting to our view the happy prospect of a blessed immortality, and for our unparalleled ingratitude to the adorable being who has seated us in a land irradiated by the cheering beams of the gospel of Jesus Christ, let us fall prostrate before offended deity, confess sincerely and penitently our manifold sins and our unworthiness of the least of his divine favors, fervently implore his pardon through the merits of our mediator, Jesus Christ, forefather and signer of the Declaration of Independence, Elbridge Gerry.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat
rocker. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Again, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, William Booth, the founder of the Salvation Army, said long ago, if you want to change things, you're going to have to trouble the present. If you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. And your enemy knows that. And the fact of the matter is, we're ruled by law in this country, not by a bunch of political battering rams that the mainstream media wants to give voice to. So we better get a hold of what's going on here before we lose what it is that we have. And I'll address some of this in just a couple minutes. I named the show today, The Saga Continues. I do want to let you know, if you want to jump online, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. We got media resources. We got the store. We got our schedule over there as well, which we're going to be talking about in just a moment. Again, subscribe to sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com. Beforeitsnews.com, if you want to call in at any time over the next hour, you can do that. That number is 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. And folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. There's nothing stable but heaven in the Constitution, President Buchanan. And if you go to Andrew Jackson, the 7th President of the United States of America, he correctly said that the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, period. Folks, we got up and coming at 1360 AM KHNC. I'm sorry, KHNC 1360 AM. Excuse me. KHNC 1360 AM, 10th Street Parish Avenue in Johnstown, Colorado, this up and coming August 14th at 6:30 p.m. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pull up our friend Jason from KHNC, the manager owner, and we're going to get the details of that up and coming event. So welcome to the show, Jason. How are you, my friend?
Can you hear me? Does that sound good?
I can hear you. You sound fantastic. So what do we got
going? Is there an echo?
No, there's no echo. There's no echo. Absolutely not.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, so what do we got?
I've got an echo. Jack, I have an echo. Is there a way to get rid of that?
Okay, you're fine on my end, Jason. So what do we
get? It's me.
Oh, okay. What do we got going up on Friday's event then here?
I'm calling you on another line, Dean, badly.
Okay, we'll hold up for you. Folks, okay, I'll just go ahead and take these phone calls. I don't know what they possibly could be about, but we'll go ahead and take them and wait for Jason to get back up. Bob calling in from Texas. What say you, my friend?
I couldn't get you either one of my devices, so I was just calling in to see if you were available.
Oh, to listen online?
Yeah.
Okay, yep, no, you got it. I'll put you on hold there, Bob, and you are good to go. I got someone else calling in on the third line. Don't know exactly what that's about. But again, friends, I'm just highlighting right now that on August 14th, 2026, 6:30 p.m., KHNC 1360 AM, KHNC 1360 AM, 10th Street Parish Avenue will start. The event will start at 6:30 p.m. And with that said, friends, we're going to go ahead and pull up Jason Wentz. He gets here. Don't know what's going on there. That's okay. So I want to highlight a couple things in the meantime. Most recently, actually, this just happened yesterday, and I want you to catch wind of this, friends, because I want to make you aware of what is going on. And it's, folks, no one's putting the kibosh on what's going on, considering the voting fraud going on here in the state. And it's not just the state, it's throughout the United States. And again, I'll get to that in just a moment. Jason, do I have you this time?
Yeah, I hear you just fine.
Okay.
I came in a different way, and it was not good.
Yep, no, that's totally fine. So what's the festivities entail for Friday's event there in Johnstown, Colorado?
Yeah, I'm still getting an echo on my end, so it's a little hard, but I'll try to – I don't know what the issue is. But on Friday, Bradley Dean is coming down. He's going to be the keynote speaker at the KHNC Appreciation Night. He's going to be speaking at 6:45 to about 7:30. We're going to open the door at 6:30. Food will be ready at 6:30, so there'll be food to eat when you arrive. It's going to be a fun night. $10. We are doing $10.
Yeah, I just lost them again. Don't know what's going on there, guys. Here, I'll just give you the details. I can't keep going back and forth here. What is happening? 6:30 again, August 14th. I believe that's Friday. I'll be the main speaker there. Every time we show up in Johnstown, folks, we always get a packed house. So we're looking for this event. We're looking forward to the up and coming festivities considering this event. And so with that said, that will be this Friday if you're listening to us on KHNC 1360 AM. So let me get back to my point here, friends. What's going on here is more of the same old, same old. We see that Lisa DeMuth here in the state of Minnesota just won concerning the gubernatorial candidacy for the said Republican side, as if to suggest that there is one. She's selling herself as a good person. She's one that's out there and about. I haven't seen her anywhere. We also, by the way, tried to get her on the radio program. She didn't have enough decency to respond, which shows you that she is a part of the problem. She also knows who I am, and she doesn't want to be asked real questions. But with that said, friends, we know that she is a part of the problem. She's out there telling her constituents, as I'm trying to get caught up here, that she's going to go ahead and do what it is that she failed to do while she's been in government in the first place. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up is because this is the winner on the right, and her name is Lisa DeMuth, and that's how I pronounce it. It's D-E-M-U-T-H, DeMuth, okay? And if you look to the left here, she's out and about in an outing with none other than Tim Walz. But somehow or another, she won the vote from the people of the state of Minnesota. And again, friends, I can tell you firsthand, this is complete fraud, and so is she. And again, look at what we're looking at here on social media platforms, friends, and affiliates. You'll get this just as well. But if you look at the right, there's Lisa DeMuth right there. She won the said Republican candidacy for the governorship of the state of Minnesota for the said Republicans. And if you look at the left, she's hanging out with Tim Walz. Okay, I'm here to tell you again, the people of the state of Minnesota, 5.9 million people did not vote her in. Here's another one just to show you, friends, what's happening here. And it's not just here, it's across the country. We also have this goon. And I mean, folks, this goon. You cannot tell what you're dealing with. And I'm talking about Peggy Flanagan She somehow or another wins the DFL nomination for the U.S. Senate. I was thinking a church denomination. Sorry about that. But somehow or another, she wins, and she's a part of the massive $30 billion fraud in the state. They're trying to sell to me and you, friends, that the people of the state have forgotten about the $30 billion in fraud and said, no, we want Peggy back. We want her back. I'll come back right to this in a moment.
There are other people like us out here.
Hey, you wake up, wake up. Calling all filmmakers, actors, podcasters, writers, creators, and every believer in media. Do you need to be encouraged? Are you ready to get equipped? You need empowerment. I've got the solution for you. Welcome to the Content Media Conference. Welcome to content. God wants to use your content, yes, you, to spread the message of Christ. That's why God gave us content. Content changed my life and solidified my career. You don't have to take my word for it. Listen to them.
You need the community.
I get really overwhelmed by content. To change my life.
And it's all happening here.
Come to these and I'm so encouraged.
These are my people.
This is where I belong.
We've got funding
that opens so many doors.
I feel that it's possible to actually be in the filmmaking industry at such a young age.
The encouragement that's given to the young filmmakers. Go get them, Tiger.
There are other people praying for you.
I'm worried about my media students having access to productions. They need to be working. And even the facility here has been amazing.
Yeah, I think you made up your mind. I'll see you at
ChristianMediaConference.com.
BBSradio.com. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hi, my name's Tom Raymond of Tennessee. Retired Marine trooper and postal worker. My life's always been centered around service to God, family, and country. I've known Bradley Dean and his family for many years, fully supporting his work with teens especially, radio podcasts to include Sunday Church, and sonsofliberty.com website, chronicling Christian and geopolitical news. I hold Bradley up in prayer and financial support his mission.
Folks, coming right back up. Okay, so I just want to make you aware of what's going on. It's been a bumpy start, friends, but we're going to continue on here, obviously. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to call in, please do stick to the topic. 281-845-4704. Folks, in the past, I have brought up individuals. I've done events with individuals across the country. In showing you massive voter fraud that's taking place across the country, you can go to heritage.org and you can find massive voter fraud taking place in your country by name, those that have been prosecuted for the crime of voter crimes, and you're listening to the mainstream media trying to demonize anybody that's telling you that it in fact is going on. Folks, there's thousands across the United States that have been busted for voter fraud, and they're trying to convince you that it doesn't exist. The opposite is true, and I'm going to show this to you right now because we have showed you in the past videos of those that have created these voter machines where they can recalibrate and they can shift the vote from the right to the left at will with a push of a finger and a push of a button. And folks, again, it's happening in the state of Minnesota. I just highlighted the fact that Lisa DeMuth here somehow won the said Republican candidacy for the Republican Party for the gubernatorial candidacy of the state of Minnesota here. And she's out there hanging out with Tim Walz, pedophile Walz, treasonous Walz. And what's interesting about that is it doesn't stop with her, because I'll show you more here. Penny Flanagan, this goon, and when I say a goon, folks, you don't even know what you're talking about. I mean, when I'm talking about Penny Flanagan, you don't know, I mean to say, you don't know what you're talking to. You really don't. But somehow or another, this goon won the day. And again, remember, that goon is a party to the $30 billion fraud as the lieutenant governor in the state of Minnesota. So what they're doing is they're trying to keep them in play here, friends, and they're trying to just drive it right through you, cast it into your teeth, that there's nothing you can do about what's going on here. Also wanted to highlight this. This is Penny Flanagan, the ones that they're trying to convince you that won here. Meet Penny Flanagan, a nominee for Senate in Minnesota. She wants more Islamic migrants invading the state of Minnesota and instituting Sharia law. Okay? Again, they're trying to convince you folks that that the people of the state voted her in. It's all nonsense. This is also Penny Flanagan. And again, when you're looking at it, you don't know what you're dealing with, a male or a female, and I'm not kidding you. But somehow or another, she has found her place as the lieutenant governor of the state of Minnesota during this massive fraud. And it also highlights the fact that she's being used as a political battering ram to upend who we are, to give way to foreigners that she means to implement and to allure back into the state. Well, the state is decrying what's going on here. Here's a picture of her with a knife on her shirt. It says, "Protect trans kids." She's also done videos, friends, where she is trying to convince the people of the state of Minnesota that we need to allow our children to raise the parents up. We need to listen to the children. We need to listen to them when they tell us something concerning what gender they want to be. Well, the Lord already decided that in Genesis 5:3, so we're not going to go down that road. But there's another one for you, friends, just to show you the massive voter fraud continues in the state and across the United States of America. But I'm not done yet, friends. I also want to show you this. Rep Ilhan Omar. I don't know how many times this devil has been called out for her crimes. I cannot reiterate the point, friends, how many times I've seen the people in the state throw their hands up asking the question why she's in there and why she's not been prosecuted for her crimes against the people of the United States of America. Not just the state, but pay attention, friends, pay attention. She's promoted by national media as one of the most 100 most influential people in the United States. Here it is. Not only do the people of the state in the United States of America despise this, but also pay attention, friends, that the Muslims despise this as well, because they say that they're being used by her for her political climb up the ladder. So here we see Ilhan Omar winning Democratic primary in Minnesota in the 5th District. Here, listen, Americans. Her 5th District is the highest ISIS recruiting rate in the United States of America. They want you to believe, listen to me carefully, they want you to believe the mainstream media and those that are pulling the strings concerning those that the people of the state tolerate. They want you to believe that you voted this back into office again. She was also a part of the $30 billion fraud. So while the people as a whole throughout the state are rising up with a voice in unison of we need justice that preserves our freedoms, this is what they're doing. They're casting this back into the teeth of the people of the state of Minnesota. Well, it's interesting because Mike Lindell, now I want you to all understand something. I don't know Mike all that well, but Mike is telling the people of the state with not just his words, but also his actions by kicking out how much money to go after those voting machines where they found out that they're fraudulent. They're calibrating, they're miscalibrating numbers. And folks, he's put his money where his mouth is. He's actually done something about it. Well, he's the one out there telling you they're doing it again. And it's not just because he lost. But I do want to stop and say this about Mike Lindell. He said he's going to bring these people to justice. I don't care who it is, friends. This is what we need. And I'll tell you what, for the continuation of the state and the survival of the state. Listen to me, Minnesota. If you don't have justice and you don't bring these criminals to justice for the crimes that they've already committed, you better understand right now they're trying to put them back into play so you get more of the same old. Not only that, but they just hope that you forget about the fraud that was committed against you. Here, I'm from Minnesota. I want my money back. Do you understand? I want my money back. They stole, we had an $18 billion surplus 3 years ago, and it disappeared, and then it went down to negative $30 billion. And people are acting like this is just going to go away. Well, folks, we've had our said conservatives of the day talk about how they all need to be in jail, but has anybody been brought to justice, Americans? Do you understand why I call them the great American appeasers? Let me say it again. Without justice, without these criminals being brought to justice, you're going to lose your state. You are being handed over to those that mean to conquer this country. And don't doubt a word I'm telling you, friends. And this isn't just happening in the isolated state of Minnesota. It's happening all over the United States of America. It's time for the people to raise their voices and put their feet to their prayers. Enough of hiding behind your prayers. Now, let me go over to Mike and highlight what he said right after these election results came in. You know what the mainstream media did, friends? They came out and said Mike Lindell was being defiant after the election results. Well, I can tell you right now, and I can go right along with what Mike's saying, and I can tell you the state of Minnesota did not vote these criminals back into office. I can tell you that as a fact. And I also want to say this. Your said good guys, the Republicans in the state of Minnesota, is the very reason that you're in trouble today. And to suggest that Lisa DeMuth won the vote is nothing more than to say that the establishment's going to continue on going on with their bad self and destroying who we are as a people because she doesn't know how to stand. But then again, she's not the one that's supposed to be there in the first place. Let's listen to Mike Lindell concerning about the election results.
You take polls, okay? You have more than one poll a week ago, okay? 7%, 9%, and 9% favored by me. If you look up here, you've got a 15% or 13% the other way. These numbers don't happen in elections. They don't, you guys. These are the power of numbers. Now, the day of voters that were supposed to come in, as they came in, I started gaining. And then all of a sudden, and this is coming in from Edison Research, that we these polls are coming in. Everything goes through Edison Research in New Jersey. All of a sudden, 36,000 votes came in and 6,000 for me. That's a deviation that doesn't make sense. That's all I'm saying. We're just going to check all that. And we've had people looking at this election and other elections across the country. Every election across this country, we've had people watching. And, you know, I'm not saying that anything's happened, but there's numbers that don't add up. And that's what we're going to look at. And I will have a full report for all of you tomorrow.
Okay, so obviously Mike came in second place, right? So the media reports that he's being defiant. Americans, they want you to believe that he's being defiant because he wants the truth. Do you understand? This is how they demonize people that are telling you the truth. They want you to believe that they're insurrectionists. They want you to believe that somehow or another they want overthrow of government. No, we want overthrow of those that are violating their oaths. We want an overthrow of the criminals that are giving cover to those that are committing the crimes against us. That's what we want. Okay, we're not for overthrowing the Constitution. We're for overthrowing the men that are perverting the Constitution. And that's exactly what's happening here in the state of Minnesota. Hey, folks, let me just say it again. The people they say that just won, the people of the state absolutely despise them. So how is it that they're winning again, friends? But when you pull the curtain back and you pay attention to who's promoting these same people on a nationwide basis, it's the same people nationwide that are doing this nationwide. It's not the people voting them in. It's voter fraud. And they're continuing on, friends. They need to be held accountable.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day. And we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best Red Pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean. And we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So, don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
In a world filled with confusion and deception, God's people need trustworthy news grounded in truth. At LibertySentinel.org, an incredible team of journalists led by me, Alex Newman, provide biblical news and analysis on faith, family, freedom, education, and the critical issues shaping our future. Join the tens of thousands of Christians who rely on our free newsletter and our news podcast to stay informed and equipped. It's all at LibertySentinel.org. That's LibertySentinel, S-E-N-T-I-N-E-L.org. Check it out today.
George Washington said, "If freedom of speech is taken away, then dumb and silent we may be led like the sheep to the slaughter." Benjamin Franklin falls in suit when he said, "Freedom of speech is a principal pillar of a free government. When this support is taken away, the constitution of a free society is dissolved and tyranny is erected on its ruins. Republics derive their strength and vigor from a popular examination into the action of the magistrates." He continues on and says, "Freedom of speech is the great bulwark of liberty. They prosper and die together, and it is the terror of traitors and oppressors and a barrier against them. I have lived, sir, a long time, and the longer that I live, the more convincing proofs I see of this truth, that God governs in the affairs of men. And if a sparrow cannot fall to the ground without his notice, is it probable that an empire can rise without his aid? We have been assured, sir, in the sacred writings, that except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. I firmly believe this, and I also believe that without his concurring aid, we shall succeed in this political building no better than the builders of Babel." Benjamin Franklin.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
All right, in just a moment here, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Man, I've just been off my game since the beginning here. Because of that little kerfuffle we had at the very beginning with a guest. With that, I just want to tell you, yesterday I had highlighted the fact that over 200 Muslims have now been elected across the country, we're told. And the jihadists that are being elected, they're bragging about it. Americans, you're being laughed at, okay? Again, for me to convey to you that you're being laughed at shows me, it should show you my love and care and protection for you, not the other way around. I'm telling you, folks, you're being mocked right now. I'm going to get to that in just a moment. Got Margie calling in from the state of Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Margie. What say you?
Hey, Bradley. I think
just because yet again.
Okay, you're breaking out really bad. You guys, when you call in the show, you got to make sure you're in a good line here. Say it again, please.
Okay, I said, I think you're in a funk because waking up to this election result is so disheartening. And shame on anyone that says Mike Lundin is being a sore loser.
Yeah.
I think his friendship with Trump hurt him, and I think he wasn't in Trump's back pocket. I think he was Hosea, you know, 4-6. I think he just lack of knowledge on Trump. And I like Kendall. His stance on homeschooling to not indoctrinate the kids would have been amazing for Minnesota. But if people don't change and stand up, I guarantee you, Omar is going to be our next governor.
Well, that's not in the cards right now, but that's definitely what they're pushing for. And you better keep your eye on Ellison as well, because unless they are brought to justice concerning their part in this fraud, this massive fraud in the state of Minnesota, it will lead to that. There's no question about it. It will lead to that. I mean, even looking at Amy Klobuchar, all the well-knowing in the state of Minnesota, she reallocated illegally finances from her constituents into her campaign illegally. The people know in the state that she did that illegally, and she won by 91%. So you can rest assured this is who they mean to put into play. And if you have a Lisa DeMuth there, don't worry about it. She can fraternize with the enemy all day long, and the said Republicans will go right along with it. But that's the history of the good guys in this state, and Minnesota's failing the test as well. At least a majority of them are, hands down.
Yeah, 100% right, Bradley. And I wish I was younger. Man, would I kick some butt.
Yeah. Well, here's the deal, and I get what you're saying, but we got to keep going because we can't let up now. The Lord says to stay steadfast. That means fixed in direction. And grow not weary. That's hard sometimes because you're weary. At least on my part, Margie, I take the problems of the world and I put them on my shoulders, and then I ask the Lord, how can we fix this? How can this be situated? How can we right the wrongs? And I live my life that way. I sleep that way. I wake up that way. And I didn't design me. My Creator designed me. And if that's my burden, then so be it. I want to see it through on the other side, because quite frankly, I'm tired of this. And the last thing I want to leave to the youth of this nation or our posterity is the problems that the older generation take so lightly. And I want to be a part of the answer, not a part of the problem. I'll give you the last word, Margie.
Well, thank you, Bradley. I needed to hear that. And to tell you, after the city council meeting yesterday, the city advisor, a nice man, I have a tendency to trust him, called me at home and is going to keep his eyes open for a position for me. He's wide awake on the COVID debacle, all that. He wants me to volunteer in a good position. He likes me. And that was a sign from God as far as I'm concerned.
Amen. Well, you know what, people
are, thank you.
You're welcome. The people in government, the representatives that are actually doing their job, and they have a care about what's going on in their country, they're looking for people that are doers of the word and not hearers only. Because I'll tell you what, I get to see it all day long. America is filled with hearers only that are deceiving themselves. And we need those that are actually believers and actually believe that God will do something on the behalf of the situation in which we find ourselves entangled with. And I'm thinking of Numbers 32:23. I want to show you something, folks. Again, I just highlighted the fact that you're being mocked by the Muslims right now because they're being ushered in by the Zionist concerning this administration in a major way. They are a political battering ram. They're being used as a broom to sweep away their political opposition on the behalf of the Zionists. And it's exactly what we're seeing. I just highlighted a couple minutes ago here while Margie was speaking what's going on in Dearborn. I just want to reiterate something, friends. That can easily be stopped if the people of the state put a stop to it. Seriously. I also want to say I see people all day long say how Minneapolis is done and Ohio's done. Nonsense. No, they're done if the 5.9 million people give a pass to 180,000, of many of them which are illegals, to continue on in an attempt to conquer this country. Then we're done. But I want to say this, until the fat lady sings and I don't hear her singing, it isn't over with. So I want people to at least have enough common sense to quit their negativity and their gloom and doom when they're telling people that it's all over with. There's nothing we can do about it. Nonsense. They're dispensationalists. Get away from them. The devil can't even use them. Okay. So let's move over here. I want to show you an individual that's speaking to the audience in which put him into play as the nominee. And I'm talking about El Sayed. And he's talking in his language to the people. Again, friends, if they're not here to learn English, to assimilate to our ways, then that means they're here to conquer. And if you look at what's going on in many of the cities where they're colonizing, that's exactly their end aim. Let me go over here, and I want to go over to Political Brawl, and I'm not going to be entertained by this, but there is some good things that are being said here. And I want you to see Will Kane for this, at least concerning this talking point here, go after Abdul El Sayed during an off-rails interview, okay? And look at the way El Sayed is just smirking at him.
He is you advocating for lawlessness. And when I see you say things like you did on your X feed, one moment, when I see things like you put on your X feed, which you did delete, like immigrants are American, refugees are American, undocumented people are American, either that or the only real Americans are Native Americans, you pick, I see you denying something like the rule of law and the concept of citizenship. And I'm curious if that's your proposal to the people of Michigan.
So if we want
I got just one question. Why is Fox News and why are the mainstream outlets giving these Muslims all the attention that they need? Why are they giving them all the attention that they need? Why are they not picking the guys out that are other options in hopes of putting them down? That's not what they're doing, friends. They're holding up those that they mean to put into office, and that's why they're giving them all the attention that they need. Is that far-fetched? Absolutely not, folks. It's the same thing every time you have a cycle for the governor or the mayor or the said president of the United States of America. As I've said so many times, when it becomes time to go ahead and vote in a new president, what do? We sit back and we allow the powers that are tolerated, the corrupt foreign powers that are working against us, to offer us our candidates, when in fact there's over 1,100 of them, but we only get 5 of them to pick from. And then we're expected by these same people to go ahead and vote for the lesser of two evils, which scripture condemns in 2 Chronicles 19:2. And it's exactly what's going on here, friends. It's the same thing with Ilhan Omar. It's the same thing with Tashida Tlaib. The list goes on. It goes on with this guy. It goes on with Mamdani, who, by the way, people are booing him when he gets up to the microphone. They want you to believe that in New York, all those people voted him in, when in fact, nothing could be further from that truth again. Now, what I want to do is I want to go back over here to Texas, because it's pretty amazing to see the ignorance coming from some of the people that believe Greg Abbott is just, he is their man. He is the one to put a stop to what's going on. That is if he's not over in Rothschild's Israel with the Zionists that he works with and that he's a part of, and that he is kissing the wall and showing his allegiance to that devil. Acts 7:43, Remphan, okay? And what's happening is the people in the state of Texas are trying to figure out why this kind of stuff is going on. Well, why don't you look at the said governor? And why don't you get in your head and quit acting like he doesn't have the power to put a stop to what's going on, like any other said governor of states throughout the United States of America that these people are infiltrating? Isn't it interesting how we have been taught that somehow or another the bad guys can do whatever they want to do, but the good guys don't have the power to do it? That is nonsense. And that's a reflection of what the people tolerate. That's exactly what that is.
I'm Jessica Holsey. Listen to this. On November the 3rd, 2015, that's over a decade ago, at least 12 Muslims bombed multiple locations in Paris, France, in an area called Bataclan, holding hostages for over an hour, all in the name of Allah. 130 dead, 683 maimed. Victims castrated, testicles shoved down their throats while they were still alive. Eyes gouged out with gun barrels. Pregnant women stabbed in the womb, one baby ripped out and left on the floor. Heads partially decapitated by broken bottles. The police found upstairs on the second floor intestines hanging on chandeliers. One survivor said, they laughed while cutting their heads. They said, this is for Caesarea, this is for Allah, as the other Muslim filmed. Now, that was in France, and it was a decade ago. We're in McKinney. Our Muslims are very nice. Well, the McKinney Islamic Association that Mayor Fuller referred to, and the proposed mosque and the proposed community center all teach the Quran. Quran 9.5.
So this is, she's in Texas, by the way. And everybody's just mystified as to who the responsible party is, as to why all these Muslims are coming in and building mosques. And they're praising their governor. You can't make it up. You just can't make it up.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
My name is Lisa Mead, and I live in Farragut, Tennessee. I've been in church my entire life, and I feel like the church has changed, but God's Word has not changed. The church service that Bradley Dean leads every Sunday morning is a breath of fresh air. He teaches the entire Bible, and his teaching from God's Word magnifies the Lord Jesus Christ. Each Sunday, my husband and I look forward to the church service because Bradley honors Jesus by speaking truth that all of us need to hear. I don't want to be entertained, but need to hear the truth of God's Word. I'm so grateful and thankful to be part of the church family. Bradley's message through the Holy Spirit leads me to my Savior, Jesus Christ, and there's no better place to be. Thank you, Bradley, for answering God's call to lead the church service so that people will hear the truth that is so desperately needed today.
BBSradio.com.
Now we can understand where Harry S. Truman got his understanding from when he said, "The fundamental basis of this nation's law was given to Moses on the Mount. The fundamental basis of our Bill of Rights comes from the teachings which we get from Exodus and St. Matthew, from Isaiah and St. Paul." This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. I wouldn't trust him, Bob. I wouldn't trust him, Bob. All right. Just again, for a heads up, I'm just seeing people on live chat complaining about how Rumble's attempting to kick them off the platform. So you have people that, friends, that are sitting back on these platforms that are saying that they're just doing their job, okay? They're just doing their job. That's what they want you to know, is they're just doing their job while they're doing their best to work for those that are opening the floodgates to those that mean to conquer your country. They say they're just doing their job. No joke. That's what these cowards are made out of. And you think, oh, that history that happened in Nuremberg back in 1945 of May, that will never happen in America again. Really? It's happening today, friends. It's happening today. Matter of fact, I got a meme right here. And this is what it says. It's a picture of them crucifying Christ. One guy says, I have a family to feed. He was helping them crucify an innocent man, namely the Christ. One guy, he was nailing one of the nails or spikes into the hand of Christ. He said, I'm just following orders. And then another centurion's over here on the right. He says, well, my boss told me to do it. And then one other guy taking the right hand of Christ, nailing it to the cross with a spike in his hand. He said, I don't know. He goes, if I don't do this, I might get fired. And then another coward in the back that's allowing the centurions to do it says, I have to think of my future. I better not get involved with politics. Yeah? Yeah. And then another one in the back, not even paying attention, those that are responsible for it, outside of the accomplices, he didn't do what they told him to do. And they're talking about that's the reason that Christ was crucified. See, he didn't shut his mouth. And everybody else that was complaining about the Herodians or King Herod during that time, they were all just doing their jobs, following the narrative of the very ones that they were complaining about in doing what? Crucifying the very one they knew was telling them the truth. That's where you're at, America. Hey, and by the way, remember when Jesus was going to that cross, and I want you to listen to me carefully, because it applies here. Jesus looked at the women that were crying for him as he was going to the cross. He said, don't cry for me. He said, cry for you and your children. He said, cry for you and your children is what he said. Do you understand? He said, if the people allow them to do this in a green tree, will they still have the power to put a stop to it? He said, just imagine, Jesus said to those people, he said, just imagine what they'll do in a dry tree when there's no one else to stand up against them. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Hey, folks, you're being infiltrated. You have been for some time. This has been going on far too long. Yesterday, I had highlighted the fact that there's videos out there that are from 2009, and I have them on the social media platforms right now, sonsoflibertymedia.com and beforeitsnews.com. And another one was from none other than CNN, who actually did a pretty good report as well, highlighting the fact that this was going on in the United States. I might do another show on that. But I do want you to understand that those that are coming in, and they're being ushered in by the Zionists as the broom to sweep away their opposition. Remember what I'm telling you again. This is nothing new. This is nothing new, okay? Recep Tayyip Erdogan said, he was the Turkish president. He said, the mosques are our barracks, the domes are helmets, the minarets are bayonets, and the faithful our soldiers. Do you hear that? Hassan al-Banna said, it's the nature of Islam to dominate, not to be dominated, to impose its law on all nations and to extend its powers to the entire planet. Omar Ahmad, the founder of the Council on American Islamic Relations, many of them are in prison for terrorism. Okay, he said, Islam isn't in America to be equal to any other faith, but to become dominant. The Quran is the highest authority in America, and Islam is the only accepted religion on earth. They're not here to assimilate people. We have Mustafa Carroll, director from Houston of CARE. He said, if we are practicing Muslims, we are about the law of the land. He said, we're above it. We're above the law of the land. Since September 2001, September 11th, mosques have increased. They have jumped up to 74%. The U.S. survey 2011 counted a total of 2,100 mosques as compared to 1,200 in the year 2000. So this has been going on for a long time, friends. The only reason the governors are acting like your defenders right now is because because the people are beginning to see what it is that they're responsible for alluring into the states. Okay? As of 2016, there's as many as 3,000 mosques in America with a total of 3.3 Muslims residing in the country. These Muslims want you to believe that the 344 million people in this country, that they're nothing. They're here to dominate. They're telling you right now, friends, and I played these audio videos for you yesterday, that they're going to make entrance into every home. Folks, there's 344 million people in this country, and there's 3.3 million of those Muslims in this country that are attempting to dominate and conquer your country. Didn't the Lord say to the lump, to the leaven in the lump, to leaven the whole lump and make the lump holy? Yes, he did. Let me go over to the Quran 2:191, and slay them wherever you come upon them, and expel them from where they expelled you. Persecution is more grievous than slain, but fight them not by the holy mosque until they should fight you there. Then if they fight you, slay them. Quran chapter 3:28, let not the believers take the unbelievers for friends rather than believers, for whoso does belongs not to God in anything unless you have a fear of them. God warns you that you beware of him, and unto God is the homecoming. Quran 3:85, whoso desires another religion than Islam, it shall not be accepted of him. In the next world, he shall be among the losers. Wow. Isn't it interesting? They come from war-torn nations. And if their God was God, you got to ask them the question, why is it that they came here? They came here because they know that our God is God, but they know what their part to play is. And history teaches us that. Quran chapter 8 verse 12 says, I am with you, so confirm the unbelievers. I shall cast into the believers' hearts terror, so smite above the necks and smite every finger of them. 3.3 million of these individuals that mean to conquer your country, and 344 million people sit back and tolerate it. Quran chapter 9 verse 5, slay the idolaters wherever you find them, and take them and confine them, and lie in wait for them at every place of ambush. They're cowards. Christians and Jews are perverted. Make a distinction between Jewish people and Zionist people. Because the Zionists are the ones that would even persecute the Jews. So you know that. Go over to Quran 9:1-3. O believers, fight the unbelievers who are near to you, and let them find you in harshness, and you that is God, he will be with God-fearing. He said they did. Quran 22 verse 19, but those who disbelieve will be cut off, for them garments of fire poured upon their heads will be scalding water. You can't make this nonsense up, friends. So when you meet those who disbelieve in battle, strike their necks until you have inflicted slaughter upon them, then secure their bonds. Hey, folks, this is what, when you hear through the history books in the modern day nonsense and idolatry, or shouldn't say idolatry, but indoctrinations, Thomas Jefferson knew the Quran to know the mind of the enemy. And that's why he gave us the history of never to have them in our country. And yet they're here. I want to show you something really quick. I got 1 minute left. Here's a list of Muslim terror attacks in America since 1972. And I'm just going to scroll real slow. And I could highlight them, but I don't have the time to do it. It's going to have to be another show. It is attack after attack against the American people, after attack, after attack, after attack, after attack against the American people. Why is it happening? The Lord said, I am the Lord your God, which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt, that you should not be their bondmen. And I have broken the bonds of your yoke and made you to go upright. He said, but if you will not hearken to me, listen to me, and will not do all my commandments, and if you shall despise my statutes, or if your soul abhor my judgments, so that you will not do my commandments, saith the Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you break my covenant, I will also do this unto you. I will appoint over you terror. Who's in control, people? The living God. My daddy is in control. He is sovereign in all things. He is sovereign in the wheel, the blessings, and he is sovereign in the woe. And this is appointed unto the people of this country because I get to see firsthand what it is that the people tolerate and the Lord will not. Love you by what we do. I really do. Regardless if you see it that way or not. Talk to you in 23. See ya.